AFAE and F testing DMR link.
AB9NN mobile monitoring.
F testing DMR link.
Campus FUW, Kilowatt Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot Uniform Whiskey, are you on, Alex? KF8 WW Mobile here.
Hearing you pretty well, Tom. KF8 FUW.
Okay, I'm in a scratch area, but I just got the handheld in the car, but got you loud and clear, so that's good. Bernard's looking for plumbing parts, and the next stop is Ace Hot. So we're going up the street.
All right, well, drive safe. We'll see you soon.
Getting your call signs and being on here, I'm happy to be here. Actual contact.
Yeah, I'm happy you're my first contact, too, Tom. 73s.
73s, and we'll give you a call. KF8FUW, this is KF8WW, clear for now.
KF8FUW, clear.
KF8FTW, NADMH.
Someone is calling you.
Yeah, last station, you were real broken.
Was monitoring 7-4 on the way to Ace Hardware.
ENF testing V-Star link.
Drake,
you still out there?
Yep, I'm still here. Thank you.
Hey, read me through my hotspot here.
Yeah, you sound fine. Sounds like you're keying up before your radios. Talking. Does your radio have a talk permit, beep?
Have a what?
Does it have... Hold on, my cat's being a psycho. Give me a second. Okay, I'm back. So much destruction just happened in a very short amount of time.
Sorry to hear that. Calling you back now on old reliable here at the on my base station.
I was hearing you on DMR just fine. It just sounded like you were talking before your radio was actually transmitting. Does your radio have like a talk permit beep? Like, does it have a channel grant tone when you key up?
I don't think so. Let me try it again. Hang on.
How do you read me now?
Yeah, I've got you fine. Did it beep when you keyed up or no?
It does not beep when I key up, and I usually hit the key, wait for a second, and then speak.
Yeah, that works sometimes, but sometimes, well, with DMR, what happens is the radio... It'll transmit for one, like a split second. As soon as you press the button, it'll ask the repeater if it's okay to transmit. and then the repeater will respond with yes, and then that's when you get the beep. Sometimes that takes a minute, or sometimes it has to try a few times, so it takes a little longer than a second for that process to begin. So, you know, clip the beginning of your audio. You're going to want to turn on that talk permit tone. I don't remember what radio you have. I can probably walk you through that.
All right, back on the analog here. Yeah, I've got a BTAC, what is this? If I turn it off and turn it back on, it'll tell me. DMR6X2.
Okay, so it's essentially a 878. Go into your software. Let me fire up mine, because I've got... Oh, boy. We can't... Dude! There are no aliens in here. You're fine. Chill out, man. Let me fire up my software, and I can walk you through it.
I'm pretty familiar with the menus on the thing and my code plug, but is there a setting on the radio face itself that I can access for that?
Unfortunately, no. It can only be done in the CPS.
Oh, another one of those nice little quirks.
Yeah, well, usually it's a setting that you just turn on and then you never turn it off.
Okay, that's going to require me to fire up my Windows laptop, so this is going to take a minute for me to get there with you, so don't be in a hurry.
Don't worry, I have to do it on a virtual machine, and I didn't allocate a lot of resources to this virtual machine, so it might take 3 to 5 minutes for it to boot.
Perfect, because I'm using like a $200 laptop.
You can use this opportunity to add another talk group that I made to your radio as well.
Okay, cool. So by changing my PyStar settings to DMR Gateway instead of pointing to the Brandmeister network, did I just replace my Brandmeister capability with TGIF, or can I still use both?
Well, what you had set up before was only letting you use Brandmeister. When you set it to DMR Gateway, it allows you to use both. Assuming that you have your Brandmeister enabled in DMR Gateway. You have to have both networks enabled in there.
Okay, so that may be why I wasn't able to get Parrot to work on Brandmeister. I couldn't find a setting for DMR Gateway to enable both of those services. Any ideas where I'd find that?
It's in that DMR Gateway file that you sent me, or it's in that menu there. You'll go down to DMR Network 1. You'll see Enabled equals 0 or 1. You want to make sure it's set to 1. And then go to your TGIF 1 and make sure that Enabled is set to 1 on that as well.
Okay, just found those and changed it. We'll see if that helps. Okay, I got my code plug up with the CPS. Trying to remember where I could find all of those extra little settings, but I'm looking for it.
It should be under optional settings. I'm firing up mine. Yeah, optional setting is what it's going to be. Yeah, optional setting, then go to alert tone, and then you'll want to go to call tone and set it to digital.
Stand by. I haven't been able to find the optional settings under any of the menus yet. This BTAC software blows. Okay, found it. Under the alert tone tab and the optional settings, what am I changing it to?
You want to set call tone to digital. And then you can leave the tone to whatever is in there, or you can change it to whatever your heart desires.
Okay, I've got digital call reset tone to on. Talk permit is on off, so I want to change that to on, I'm assuming.
Oh yeah, you want talk permit on. I guess yours is labeled differently than mine in that menu. That's wonderful.
So hopefully you can appreciate my confusion.
Oh, I already do.
All right, so talk from intercept to digital, key tone is set to on. I think that is the equivalent of what you were describing to me on your end.
That's correct. Do you have a talk permit tone, like where it lets you like set first, second, third, fourth, and fifth tone?
No, it just says key tone on or off, so I think this one only gives me one actual, I can't choose different tones, so it is what it is, I think.
Cool, so it's going to be either really awesome or it's going to be really awful. I guess we're going to find out.
We'll see how this goes. I got to find my cable for this thing and remember what friggin' COM port it uses.
I can tell you which one it is. It's one of them.
For some reason, mine is really quirky, and I have to reinstall the driver every single time, and it's been several months since I've done that, so it's going to take me some sitting down and playing with it to figure out how to update my radio.
It makes you install the driver every single time. Are you plugging it into a different, is it being plugged into a different port every time?
No, it's the same one each time. I don't know, man. Like I said, I'm a Mac guy, so I'm just kind of struggling through this stuff with a Windows computer.
I've never had that issue. That might just be the radio itself.
Or user error, one or the other.
No, that's the radio thing. You install the driver once and you forget about it. That's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah, that's my understanding, but in practice it doesn't seem to be working for me very well. So, again, one of those things to figure out.
Talk group, I was going to have you set up. It's talk group TGIF 2272. So you just set it up on your TGIF, whatever prefix you do there. And that'll also work on the repeater as well.
Okay, is that just an alternate one to the, what is it, 2416, I think, is the one you gave me before?
The 2272 doesn't, it's just DMR only, it's not linked to anything. 2416 is the one that's linked to all the things.
Okay, well, I'll add the 2272 in then, too.
Sounds good. At 8 DOH.
Hey, thanks for help today. Sure appreciate you. KFA DNF.
KFA DNF. KFA DNF. Testing DMR link.
Hey, DMH. K8ENF, W8RPM.
KFA-ENF. KFA-DNF. KFA-DNF. KFA-DNF.
KFA-DNF.
KFA-DNF.
Hey, good evening, Chris.
I thought it was you. I caught just the last little bit of a transmission that sounded like you, so I gave it a shot. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing good. Finally got my DMR hotspot set up so that I could access the Link repeater system with a little bit of help from our friend Drake.
Ah, that's awesome. I'd love to hear about more capabilities.
Yeah, now I just have to get one of my radio buddies to get a DMR radio so that we can exploit all of its capabilities.
We'll work on that. I was just thinking the other day that I wouldn't mind upgrading the radio on my truck, so I might end up getting a better 2-meter, 70-centimeter rig for the shack here, and I'm putting this one in my truck. So I might end up doing so. We'll see. I'll try and work on that for you, though.
Well, one advantage you have is I've already paved the way, made all the mistakes, and figured everything out. So it should be an easy step for you when you decide to go.
Now, if I understand correctly, the DMR is different from the D-Star or the Fusion. It's not a proprietary thing. You just have to get a DMR-capable radio, correct?
Correct. And access the digital modes through a digital repeater, which we have here in Petoskey, that's reachable, or through a hotspot that you have in your home that accesses the internet that way and bridges across.
All right. So, as long as you are within range of either a DMR repeater or your hotspot, you're fine, if I'm understanding correctly.
Correct. And you can take your hotspot to connect up to the internet anywhere and use it that way. So if you were in your house, you can have your hotspot in your house. If you were on vacation at an Airbnb, you could have it there. Some people actually use it in their vehicle mobile, connected up to their phone's internet. So I've not tried that yet, but I guess that's possible.
Well, that's what I was thinking. If I do a hotspot like that, I could, in theory, just have a handheld in the house and use it that way. I'm just thinking because one of my projects this summer was to put up another antenna on my house and run a cable in that way and yada, yada, yada. So I have capability to have a radio in there other than just using the cross-band repeat. So this holds a lot of possibilities, sounds like.
Yeah, for sure. And the other nice thing about it is these things are called talk groups that you access. And for instance, Drake has a talk group set up for the WHCC linked repeater system, which is what I'm accessing now on my DMR. But you also have your own talk group associated with your radio ID so that you can have a private one-to-one conversation over the internet that way too.
And on your radio, instead of changing a frequency or channel, you basically just change to another talk group?
Yeah, that's correct. So your radio has different modes. So, for instance, I've got mine set up in my code plug where I have a whole bunch of talk groups programmed in that I can just spin the dial on and land on whichever one I want that are associated with my hotspot. Then I can switch to another mode on my radio, which will do the same thing but access a DMR repeater in the area, and then another mode, which is just all your FM analog channels, because the radio is also capable of connecting with normal 70 centimeter and 2 meter analog frequencies as well.
All right. That sounds super intriguing. So is this on your 5100, or did you get a different radio?
No, this is just a little HD I bought last year. It's a BTEC DMR6X2, which is a clone of the Anytone 878. So they're both regarded as a very good option for a DMR radio, but there's a bunch of others out there too.
Yeah, Dell's actually talked different times about that particular radio you have. So super interesting. I got a whole other rabbit hole I need to go down, which is not a bad thing in my book.
Well, I'm happy to help you navigate the twists and turns. But yeah, just so you know, the ICOM radios are not DMR capable. They only use their proprietary D-Star system. Yaesu does the same thing with their proprietary Fusion system. But DMR is a lot more open source from what I've read and understand, and you have more radio choices with them.
That was the thing that kind of turned me off a little bit, I guess, for the digital modes was, like you say, with ICOM and Yasu, they have their own proprietary systems, and you can't use anything else but that, which really limits you to, everybody you know has got to have that Yasu radio or an ICOM radio, and that seems kind of defeating the purpose, so to speak.
Yeah, correct. Or you find yourself only talking to other ICOM or Yasu fanboys, which, yeah, you know what I mean about that.
All right, I will. Actually, I got an engineering book right here. I will peruse that and see what we can find.
Yeah, the biggest obstacle is the code plug. That's what people have most problems with. And in fact, what the code plug is, it's essentially your radio file. And you have to think outside the box on how you organize everything and then how you input it into the computer program software and then how you access it on the radio. It's different than just picking up a Baofeng or your 2730. It's like a total paradigm shift. So it takes a little bit to get your head wrapped around it. But I can help you with the code plug piece because I have a code plug already built that I can just give you, and then you would just upload that to your radio and tweak it as you needed to rather than have to create one from scratch, which is what I did.
So I assume all the programming has to be done with computer software, correct?
No, you can do front panel programming on it, but it's very tedious when you start getting into the multiple talk groups and how you're going to use them over the different zones. I almost have to sit down and draw it out as a visual so that you can appreciate what the hierarchy is in and how it works. I programmed a couple of frequencies into mine to get started, but it became pretty apparent to me that I was going to have to get it organized in a way that was logical to my train of thought, and that so that I could access it and then tweak it as needed. And then just, it's mostly about organization.
All right, I will do some research onto that, look into that. I'm sure there's some YouTube videos on it that probably just confuse me more than anything, but that's okay. Confusion always leads to understanding eventually.
Yeah, that's for sure. I don't even remember if I ran across any really good ones that I could even share with you. It's like, where do you get started kind of thing.
Sometimes I think with stuff like that, it's just a matter of, picking something and going with it. Chances are I probably won't pick the right thing or the thing I need to know first, but eventually I'll get there and find my way around it, I'm sure.
KB8FK for a quick one.
Go ahead, KB8FK.
Well, I'm not sure if he's not there anymore or if I'm just not hearing him, but I'm going to drop and get to grilling up some dinner here, so great catching up with you tonight, Chris. We'll talk more on this when you have a chance. KF8DNF.
And with YSF, you can cross mode back to P25 and also back over to DMR. It seems like the only thing you can't really get over to unless you go through a reflector is D-Star. And if you go on to XLX reflectors, you can actually get to some D-Star stuff too, but DMR is definitely, I'm not sure if I dropped out there. Anyway, DMR is a good starting point, and getting a hotspot and using the full capability of that is really cool too.
All right, well thank you, sir. This gives me a lot to chew on, and good good stuff to keep me occupied. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. And you know, one other thing, I guess Anytone just came out with a new replacement for the 878 handheld, and it also includes NXDN and a lot of other nice features. So you guys carry on, and hope you're doing well. And hi to you, Bentley, and I'll be clear. This is KB8FK.
All right, again, thank you, IF. K8ZAT here. I appreciate all the input. Being new to this, it's always good to hear everything. I like information. I appreciate it. You guys have a great evening. K8ZAT.
Go ahead, Bentley. If you're still there. KB8FK clear.
Attention all Northwest Michigan hamsters, the BarfNet, Benzie Amateur Radio Friends Net, will start in 5 minutes. 5 minutes, W8REJ. Good evening. This is the Barf Benzie Amateur Radio Friends Net. I'm W8REJ. My name is Rob, and net control station for this evening. And I'm located in beautiful downtown Beulah. The purpose of the net is to provide a weekly exchange of information and ideas focused on ham radio in and around and for Benzie County. I'll start check-ins with Echolink stations, mobile stations, and short timers. If you're one of those, please call me now with your call sign and your name slowly, please, so I can write it down.
KV8SBJ, short time.
Gotcha, Bob. Anyone else? Okay, now, general check-ins. Please give me your call sign and your name slowly, please.
Alpha Bravo 9, November, John and Buellan.
WNAP, Larry, Marilla.
Okay, we have, in addition to Bob, we have... AB9NN John and WN8D Larry. Anyone else? Okay, a little sparse, but we'll take it. Good evening to all. Just a reminder here, actually not a reminder, a notification. The month of March, I will be gone except for the first Wednesday, the 4th. After that, I think somebody is going to have to fight it out for the other three Wednesdays, because I will not be back. So, anywho, keep that in mind. We've got a little bit of time left, but I would appreciate it if you guys would step up and take it by the horns there, as it were. So, okay, well, that's all I have that's fit to print. I don't see anything else here. Other than I got to go pee in a cup tomorrow at the VA. So that's about as exciting as my life's going to be. All right. KB8-SVJ, Bob, take it away.
Yeah, good evening, Rob, everybody else out there in that tonight. This is KB8-SVJ. I got to be just short time tonight, just kind of in and out. Just want to give a report on the ham swap meet they had. At the Ham Fest here in Traverse City Saturday. Freaking turnout. I brought stuff there, and I brought all that stuff back home. Didn't really sell anything. I did my two little HD radios. Good deal. I did a kind of a show-and-tell report. It's a bar breakfast end of March. And March 4th, I will be out of town. I will be in Muskegon for the interoperability conference, but I plan on checking in on Echolink. And I don't know what you got planned, Rod, for the rest of March, but I got sent out. But you can check in Echo 82 possibly too. So well, I got to turn back to you, Rob, and I got something else going on here, so I can make it short time. KGA to CJ.
Okay, Bob. Yeah, I will be here for the 4th. I will be here for the 4th. The rest of the month I will be gone, and I won't have access to a radio. So, all righty, John, AB9NN, and then stand by Larry.
Okay, AB9NN, John from Chili View, Michigan. And, yeah, good evening to everybody on the net, and good to hear some check-ins anyway. I'm going to be a one-and-done. I've got a social Zoom meeting going on with the Good Morning Net group from Sturgeon Bay. We do a social Zoom meeting once a month and or twice a month, and it rotates between Wednesdays and Tuesdays. So tonight's their night, and it started at 8 o'clock, and I'm going to continue on. So not much going on here, just finishing up reading my book, waiting for the ice to finish avalanching off of our roof. We've got probably a foot, a sheet of ice, the entire length of the roof, about a foot off of the roof and sliding and hanging over, but it hasn't split off enough or melted enough to be able to go out far enough and crack off. And probably tomorrow when we get some warmer temperatures, that'll come off. And so for the meantime, we're really hugging the hugging close to the wall to make sure that we don't get clobbered by that ice, because that's a tremendous amount of weight when that sucker comes off of there. So that's about the excitement from my neck of the woods. Been working out on the elliptical machine. And and I did add the balloon tracking website to my chasertool.xyz website. And I also added some links for aircraft tracking. So both of those are on there now. And if you scroll down, you'll be able to see them. With that, back to Rob, Net Control from AB9NN. John and Beulah, have a great week, everybody.
Okay, John, very good. Thanks for checking in, and I've got you as a as an in and an out. We're moving on to Larry, WNAP. Larry, and then we'll do a standby.
Okay, Rob, W8REJ, and the group. this is WNAP, Larry. Well, I'm continuing to work on my projects, and I have enlisted the help of Grok by enlisting. I have paid $30. It's $30 per month to get Super Grok, and the one project that I was able to finish up is a what I call a voltage distribution. It takes 18.5 volts, no, 13.8 volts from a power supply at whatever 23 amps capability, and it delivers 12.5 volts at 10 amps, and 12 volts at an amp or less, and that's to operate a Mitsubishi LD MOS amplifier module for 222 megahertz. Yeah, that's a long-term and ongoing project. Okay, so what I'm working on now is an ESR meter. Let me drop it. An ESR meter is basically a low current detector. You know, it's for measuring capacitors. ESR means equivalent series resistance. And when the capacitor is bad, you know, it dries out, or electrolytic capacitors anyway. They dry out, the leakage current increases. So that way the capacitance may measure okay, but the leakage current is too much. All right, that's what I'm doing these days. W8REJ from WN8P.
Okay, Larry, very good. Yeah, hey, one of these days you're going to have to make it to the barf breakfast and bring some of your projects here so we can take a look at them. That would be very interesting, I'm sure. So, all right, we are at the bottom of the list the first time through. Is there anybody that would like to join in that here before we go back to the top? Please call W8REJ with your call sign and your name slowly, please. Okay, so that's the way it's going to be. Just you and me, Larry. So we'll call it quits here, I think. But anyway, yeah, I was being serious here about bringing some of your projects the last Saturday of the month here, and we'd be able to get to take a look at what you've been working on. That'd be interesting. So, all righty, I'm going to close it then. I'd like to thank the guys that checked in this evening, and the Barf Net meets every Wednesday evening at 8:30. In addition to that, the Net meets for the Barf Breakfast the last Saturday of the month at the Platte River Inn in downtown Honor at 9 a.m. And don't show up any earlier because they don't open the doors until straight up 9 a.m. Okay, I will return the repeater back to normal operation. The net is clear. This is W8REJ. We'll say 7-3 to all, and God bless everybody that can hear my voice. And Frank, you need to check in.